This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Add some foreclosures, subtract help for homeowners, and you've got another bad report on the housing market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. New figures out from the government show just how much trouble the housing market still faces. In the third quarter, foreclosures were up, while distressed homeowner help in the form of loan modifications and principal reductions were down. The report comes from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and the Office of Thrift Supervision. And Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is following it. He joins us now live with more. Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what does this report tell us about the picture as far as foreclosures are concerned as we end 2010?
Well, it says foreclosures were up more than 50% from a year earlier. Now, these numbers are for the third quarter, so that ended in September. More than a million homeowners are now in default. That means they're late on their payments. There's a fair chance, at least, that they'll lose their homes. Meanwhile, the government's mortgage modification program, this offers banks incentives to give homeowners lower monthly payments. That's only helped about 500,000 homeowners, and the original target was several million.
Mitchell, we've heard a lot about that HAMP program and how much problems it's been having. Is there any way to fix it?
Well, you know, it has helped some people, but it's proven really difficult to keep most of these people in their homes. They've got second mortgages. They may owe more on their house than it's worth. All of that really complicates the paperwork. Quincy Crosby at Prudential Financial also says the broader solution won't be mortgage modifications. It's going to be jobs.
If we do not get the unemployment rate down, those people who are in homes, they don't have jobs, they're exhausting all of the money that they have, whether it's in their retirement, whether it's from unemployment, they're going to be forced probably to go into foreclosure.
And Jeremy, an oversight panel estimates that even among those who do get mortgage modifications, 4 out of 10 are ultimately going to redefault anyway.
All right, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, Republicans will take over the House of Representatives next week, and cutting spending will be high on the agenda. But plans to take money that's been set aside for highway maintenance and spend it on other things is already running into opposition, as Marketplace's David Gurr reports from Washington.
When you fill up your gas tank, a percentage of what you pay for gas goes into the Highway Trust Fund. Pete Ruane heads the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. He doesn't want Congress to touch it,
because the whole funding situation will then be subject to the annual whims and caprice of Congress through the appropriations process.
The House GOP transition team says the country can't afford any more sacred cows. All non-security spending is on the table. Former Republican Representative Mickey Edwards served in Congress for 16 years.
Everybody thought that if you cut anything from their programs, if you didn't increase the spending on their programs, there would be very dire consequences.
He says cuts are tough because each of these programs has some merit. But with a deficit this big, the government can't afford to fund them all. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in Tokyo, up in Hong Kong, and mixed across Europe. The tallest building in Boston, the John Hancock Tower, has finally been sold for $930 million to Boston Properties. Its former owners bought it at a foreclosure auction for $660 million just 18 months ago. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow continued its steady climb. It finished the day up 9 points at 11,585.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
Well, later this morning, we'll get a look at how many new applications there were for unemployment benefits last week. It's one of the many weekly indicators we use to gauge the health of the economy. But since it's the end of the year, we thought we'd take the long view today with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. He's selected a few other measures of the economy that he's been following and will be following next year. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
So let's start out with housing, since the latest numbers that we got just this week are pretty gloomy. Prices are down across the country. Supply is up. What are you going to be watching here in 2011?
Well, I have a slightly more optimistic take on the market, and it has to do with the indicator that I'm following, home ownership versus renting. Because remember, these two markets compete for the household dollar. And Richard Green is a professor at University of Southern California, did a back-of-the-envelope calculation looking at the median home versus the median rental unit. And what he decided is for 2011 that owning the median home is about 10% less per square foot than renting the median rental unit. What that tells me is you can still have some price declines and ownership is good.
So there's a glimmer of hope there in the housing market for the year ahead. How else are you going to be gauging the economy, Chris? I mean, we talk about GDP growth or durable goods orders, things like that. What are you going to be looking at?
Apple stock. Apple stock. Now, can I read you one number?
Absolutely.
One number. Okay. So this comes from Morningstar, and I clicked on their 10-year chart. And it says the overall change in Apple stock for the decade, 4,275.77%.
Oh, my God. 4,000%.
This is incredible, but this is important. This is the innovative side of our economy, Google, Facebook, Twitter, the whole wireless mobile internet world. And this area of our economy is exploding. That's the real glimmer of hope.
Why didn't you tell me about the Apple stock 10 years ago, Chris? Now, all right, so the tech sector is doing well, but what about jobs? That's got to be the biggest story of the year, or at least one of them.
It is. So let's watch the temp sector. Over a quarter of all job hires by the private sector in 2010 were temp jobs. That's going to continue in 2011, but hopefully eventually we'll see those turn into permanent jobs.
All right. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, happy new year. Thanks so much for everything in 2010, and we will be talking to you very frequently in 2011.
Happy New Year.
And finally, a jewelry store owner in Asheville, North Carolina, made a bet with his customers that it wouldn't snow more than 3 inches on Christmas Day. He said if it did snow that much, he'd refund everything that was purchased between November 26th and December 11th. Well, guess what? It did snow 6 inches in Asheville on Christmas Day, and he owes his customers $400,000. Well, actually, he took out an insurance policy, so the insurance company owes his customers $400,000. Now, I don't know which company it is, but it sounds to me like a bet AIG would have taken. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The bustling streets of New York are becoming more bike-friendly, and businesses are taking notice.
The kind of employees who bike, those are the kinds of workers that companies really want to have and they want to hold on to.
I'm Bob Moon. The Cyclists Take Manhattan. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.